Stop 12, Forest. Today, most of the Blue Hills is forest. Different types of trees now grow in different parts of the Blue Hills. Beech, maple, and ash occupy the valleys. Tall stands of pine grow in sandy soils. Rich dark hemlocks on cool northern slopes. Oak and hickory forests dominate the uplands. Each type of Blue Hills forest supports appropriate birds, insects, mammals, and wildflowers. Along the bottom of this display are three touchable objects: a large slice of tree trunk, a branch with strange carved markings, and a very large and very real mushroom. As the trees grow, growth rings form within the wood. Growth rings are visible as alternating light and dark circles. The dark wood is denser and will form raised ridges in dried wood. These rings tell the life history of the tree. Wide rings are produced in good years, narrow rings during dry ones. The tree slice has a large crack in the 11 o'clock position. If you put your fingertips inside the crack, you can feel the ridges created by the denser dark wood. Insect damage also leaves signs on living trees. Bark beetles, also known as engraver beetles, are only about an eighth of an inch long. As they feed on the layer of wood just below the bark, they create long, curved tunnels. Eggs laid in the tunnels will hatch into grubs. The grubs will create new tunnels which branch off of the original tunnel created by their parent. Tunnels created by grubs start small but become wider as the grubs grow. Touch the branch and feel the textures created by the grub's activity. Dead trees are home to a wealth of living things which slowly consume the wood until it crumbles into soil. The shelf fungus grows inside dead trees and forms a hard bracket on the outside. As big as this mushroom can be, it is still only a fraction of the entire mass of the rest of the fungus. Look for raised rings created by the formation of each new crop of ripe spores. Sometimes this mushroom is called artist's fungus, because lines drawn on a fresh fungus will turn brown and last for years. Run your fingers along the top of the shelf fungus, and you may notice bumpy ridges created by its growth.